This is Ruben. Can you please hold for a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. Hello.
Ruben.
This is me.
This is Chris Barton returning your call from PBIC in Phoenix. How you doing?
Good. Busy. Yourself?
Yep, about the same.
All right, let's bring up your file. Bear with me. I'm in underwriting, by the way.
Okay.
And you are working with, I believe, I work with the manager, and your rep is Patrick, correct?
That's right.
So I kind of poured through the file. I understand you went to your local bank, and I just want to kind of give you my general thoughts. I'm assuming your local bank passed because you had a really good 2015 but a loss in 2014, correct?
Well, that's been coming up, but and that's why we put that memorandum together, is to kind of explain that. But our local bank said that they've outgrown us, or that we've outgrown them, I should say. And so they're a local bank here in Phoenix. They're currently our senior lender, but they can't do any other financing. They said they'd love to do it, and they just became our senior lender late last year. So that 2014 was the only full year that they had to go on, the most recent one.
Okay.
But they did the senior lending, and they just said, you guys are growing too fast. We can't do it. We'd have to partner out all the money. It would cost us too much, and we can't keep up with you. So that's why we're going after this equipment financing, and then eventually replace them as senior lender.
Okay, and so you financed some of these trucks already, correct?
Yes, we've taken delivery on 10 of them, and we've been making the payments to Jack Doheny.
Oh, so the vendor's actually financing you?
Yes.
So not like a separate financing, but the vendor's financing you. Okay.
That's right. The problem is they're financing us for 90 days, and we want to do it 5 years.
So you've taken delivery pretty recently?
Yes.
Okay. And so taking delivery on 10 of the trucks over the last few months. And how are you paying them? Like, are they knocking down the balance or no?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're knocking down the balance. So they're not charging us any interest for these first 90 days.
Okay.
And so they're selling them at invoice price.
How much have you, so what's the total amount that you're purchasing through them, and how much have you paid already?
We're buying these first 10 trucks for $3 million, and we've paid, I don't know, $600,000-$700,000 so far.
All right. Will they give you back that money if you finance the full amount, or do you just want to do the balance?
Well, ideally, we'd like 100% financing.
Okay.
So that's what we'd ideally like. And so you have this first 10 that we need kind of immediate funding on, and then sometime between now and the end of the year, we're going to order another 10, 12 trucks, so that'll be another $3 million that we'll want to fund sometime at the end of the year, or towards the end of the year.
Okay. I mean, I'm actually familiar with Jack Doheny. One of my reps actually worked with them, and we funded a transaction for them, that customer,
okay.
I think, late last year. Here's my general thought on your file. We're okay with companies if everyone has their growing pains. What I'd like to do is this. You've got a tightly held company, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to get review the owner's information, make sure there's nothing, there's no bankruptcy impending there. Review their credit. Take a look at your interims. I don't know if that's part of the package you sent over, your profit and loss and balance sheet for year to date.
It's not, but I could get you the first quarters, yeah.
Yeah, and then work on an approval. I mean, if you want, you've already got some equity in the equipment, so maybe we'll do that as a down payment, or we could potentially do 100% financing.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't like to be, I used to be on the sales side, and I'm definitely not an overpromiser. I think we can be. You're looking for a lot of equipment. I think you're going to probably work with several lenders. Bank of Cardiff is a lender and a syndicator. So I'll let you know how much we can do, how many trucks we can do. If we can't do the full amount, we'll probably syndicate the rest, and that's my general thoughts.
Very good. That sounds like a plan.
Terms are going to be 5 years typically, 5 to 6 years max. fixed payment schedule. In your notes, you talked about no prepayment. With an equipment financing agreement or equipment lease agreement, we're fair, we're competitive, but it's a fixed payment agreement. It's not meant to be paid off early. You can kind of set your rate and work backwards. So I'll show you numbers that say 5 years and then work back from there. But these transactions are meant to be taken to term, not to be paid off quicker or paid less. They're meant to be taken to term.
Well, if I understand that, and one or two other companies have said, yeah, they structure their deals like their financing deals like leases, and there would be some, you know, recapture of unearned interest if we wanted to pay off early and stuff. That's a deal killer for us. So if that's a must for you guys, then we can just pull out.
I mean, I think, you know.
And it's not like we're trying to get some type of interim financing or whatever. It's just with a closely held business like this, the owner likes to have all their options open. I've worked with several entrepreneurs in my career, and they're all kind of the same. They all love having a million options open, and they love having them open until the very last minute. And so this is simply the way the owner wants to structure it. And
Have you ever worked with an outside finance company or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm not here to create waves. Industry standard is a fixed payment program. I think why customers appreciate working with our bank is that the whole issue of prepayment comes from the mortgage industry, where people were charged very high rates and their loan was resetting. And in order to get out of a high resetting loan, they had to pay a penalty. They were penalized to pay. And so people were put in a position where they always lost. Our terms, we've got a lot of good referrals, a lot of good references. Our terms are usually below market cost. And so most of the customers who come to us do not see a necessary advantage to paying off early. But to give you an idea, even if you look at it from an amortization schedule, if you're financing $3 million and you're doing it over 5 years, after year three or year four, that's all paid off. So what I could do is, instead of like talking about approval, I could get your interims, I could pick together the best approval possible, potentially throw an addendum that allows you to pay off early, but I can just give you the best approval possible, and then if you're interested, you can move forward. I think it's obviously more appropriate than a 90-day term, which is obviously crazy talk. That's not going to work.
Okay.
So you've got Patrick's email, correct?
Yes.
Do you have a credit application from him?
No.
Okay, so I can just shoot you a quick email.
Yeah, shoot me one of those, and I can shoot you over the Q1s.
What's your email offhand?
cbarton@pvicaz.com. So the name is cbarton, C-B-A-R-T-O-N, at P-V-I-C-A-Z, like Arizona.com.
And can I ask where else you've applied? The reason is we take some broker business, and if you're already working with one of our brokers, I don't want to have like a duplicate file.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not working with any brokers.
Okay. And when are you looking to get funded?
Friday, if you can. But ideally
no.
Next week, if funding can be that quick.
Okay, there's a time. Well, we do have some pretty quick turnarounds. Have you estimated a monthly payment per vehicle that you're looking to accomplish here from a cash flow perspective?
I calculated it once, but I don't have it off the top of my head, so no. We just figured that we were shooting for 5 years financing, 100% financing, and whatever that came out to.
Okay. Yeah, if you could like run an estimate, I can put it in. It'd be very helpful.
These trucks are going to pull in $700,000 annually of revenue, and we keep them for 10 or 12 years, and so, yeah, whatever the payment is,
okay.
It'll be covered. We have good margins.
And do you have the access to the tax returns as well?
Yes.
All right. And who do you currently work with when you're not working with your local bank? Who's your outside financing company, or do you have any relationships set up?
No, these will be new. So we're just reaching out the first time since BNC said they can't do anything more for us. So we're reaching out. We're working with, so BMO is looking at it right now, BMO out of Chicago. And another company that's kind of, I mean, I guess they're brokers because there's a lot of people in place. There's a guy from Northstar Commercial Capital, and there's a guy from Ideal Corporate Funding. You know, one's in New York, one's in Florida. So, okay. But that's it. That's it. We reached out to a couple others, but they wanted to structure it like leases. The early payment penalties would have been severe. So
I said, can I ask kind of what terms you were offered in terms of monthly payments? And I've got C. Barton at PVICAZ.com.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay.
They didn't even come. They didn't even give us a term sheet.
Okay.
So we just verbally talked about those two. They said yes, we can do the deal, and we verbally talked about that stipulation. And they and like one guy, he went away for a couple of days, said he was going to work on it, talk with his people, came back and said he just couldn't move off his position. He just had to structure it the way they normally structure everything, and you know. That was it. And he actually had a prior relationship with the owner of our company from years back, several years back. But, you know, in his new area, he just couldn't do it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think right now that for many of these larger transactions, and did you get my email real quick?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay. If anything's imperfect, we see a lot of files where if anything's imperfect, it kind of scares people away. Like I said, I can't tell you much. We had a customer that brought in a file from a Jack Doheny customer. The customer had issues getting financed, I believe, and we made it happen. We're not the best thing ever, but we kind of see things from business owner's perspective. So when you have a chance, I just shot you an email. If you can get me the applications, I can pull their credit. If you happen to have a personal financial statement, that'd be great. If not, I can start working as is. Once I get the information, I should give you a good idea within about 24 to 48 hours, probably more 48 hours, on the maximum amount we can approve you for. And if it works, great, and you got something rolling.
Cool. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it, Ruben.
Great. Anything else I can answer for you right now?
No, that's it. I'll get this information to you quickly, and we'll be ready to roll. It'll be good if we can, it'll be good if we can hear from you by end of day Friday. That'd be awesome.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate it, and we will talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.